Radio Shouty.
Sunny Digital.
Cute. I caught up the station, it's about that time for Fila. Most likely he a small front if he won't stamp by Beehive. It's one in one station only, they got the streets on fire. So please do not touch the dial, cause we finna go live.
What's happening, what's happening, what's happening? Of course, you know it's your boy, Beehive Radio Shouty. Stepping in the building, I got some A-Town legends stepping off in this thing. Jizzle from them franchise boys, the Hitman Sammy Sale. What's good with you, fellas?
What, no.
Man, feeling good, feeling great in this thing. I mean, first of all, y'all over here collabing, making this music. I mean, how the hell did this collaboration even come together, man?
I came together, Sam. Nah, man, you know, I've been fucking with sound since I was a kid. Anybody that really know me growing up and me doing music since I was nine, like, my style came from him.
Okay.
Came from him and Milskin, you know what I'm saying? And when I was growing up, Sam was the man.
Come on now.
The man. I'm talking about. I used to be in the club at 321, because, you know, they were right by Allen Temple. You know, I'm from Allen Temple. Man, I would come in there and Sam might just walk through there, and then he holler at some OG from my hood, and they do whatever they do. Man, he'll come back from the back, from behind, with the pool room. I want to rap. They were doing West Side Wednesday then. Mook B was hosting then. I was a kid. Mook B was hosting then.
Crazy.
Yes. Yeah. And I would be one of the ones in the little talent show that was in there. And Sam would just, I want to rap now. No, I want to rap. And he would get up there and literally eat the microphone. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, if I could just rap. And when he rap, everybody get quiet. Everybody like, whoa, whoa. He gets to that four bar, that punt line, like, oh, I was like, man, that nigga cannot out-rap that man.
Come on now. I mean, Sam, for you, what was it that made you get into hip-hop so early, though, man?
I really didn't like rap music. I really like one of them hood niggas. I like stay in the street and stuff like that. And some old friends of mine, Aunt Nixon and Will and Willie, they were hustlers back then, and they took me to a concert where they wanted me to go to the Fresh Fest. We had a concert, the big concert came around there, see the Fresh Fest, Fat Boy, everybody. And when I said, nah, man, I don't want y'all to go there. Nah, you gonna go out the trap. I'm trying to stay in the trap, you know, get me some money. They gonna make me go when we got to the show. You know, I wasn't really into rap like that.
Yeah.
And I seen, but I liked the music, but I liked LB, Rakim, you know.
Yeah.
So everybody doing their show, everybody was in it. Everybody doing their show, So I was, it wasn't that exciting to me. You know, I was just checking them out, like, cause I thought I was a gangster.
Yeah.
So, Run DMC came out. When Run DMC, cause I had never seen him on, wasn't no movie Craig Rue hadn't came out in there. You know, they hadn't performed in the city and then. We were the country then.
Yeah.
The real country. So, they came out, man. They put on the show so hard. Cause out through the show, I was trying that hard, you know, standing up there doing all this.
Yeah.
By the time I realized that I was crunk, lit. I already know that. It's like that. Cause I was doing weird.
Knock some girl down.
Shit, what I need to try to do this.
Shit,
up that. I had to come back in school. We used to break dance and all that.
Yeah.
That ain't it.
Yeah.
It wasn't it. And when I seen how the crowd, and I all got it.
Yeah.
From that down, went home, started trying to figure out how to write a rap.
Yeah.
I got my buddy JP. I started writing both of us around. We started, I'm Sam JP. No, I ran DMC. And it's from then on, I just was trying to rap. And I got into a talent show at Lakewood Apple Movie Theater. That when it was back in the day. And they had a talent show. And we got in the talent show. And this is how I really knew I could rap, because we had wrote a song. Like I'm telling you, we wrote a song called Sam Sound the Hitman.
Yeah.
It became a song. I put it out. It was my first song, really. Cold Motivator, Hip-Hop. Yeah, okay.
I know about this.
We wrote it on the show. We're going to do it in the talent show. But we got to the talent show. You know, we trying to be rapper, but even these people been rapping for real. And then there were people sang. And man, the talent show was so full of talent. When we got there, two brothers came out. They were built there on them body suits, you know. The women going crazy. They were rapping. Out there, rap, can't beat them. Then a fat lady came on saying, Patti LaBelle, if only, can't beat her. Yeah. Took the crowd. So it was just too much. So when they called us, when it was too many hot people that's from crunk the crowd, so when they called us, I knew that wasn't going to get it.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, we ain't want to go out there. So they kept calling our name, and I just came on out. So I told DJ, just play Planet Rock. He played Planet Rock. And I went talking about people who win the show. That girl there, she can sing, she ain't no Patti LaBelle, no freestyle. I'm too big, built in. I'm going out. Looking like wrestling, no shake dance, no. I took the crowd. I won the talent show.
My God.
I won the talent show. I couldn't believe it. I won the talent show by the crowd. And the talent show was make a record to be on the radio. Back then you had Fred Porter, Keith Parlin, and all them. Get a song be on the radio.
Right.
So the dude was sponsoring from Lakewood, the white man from Lakewood, there. He took her to the studio, paid for the studio, gave her $500. I would come to the academy one day, they said, why you on the radio? I said, what? And I heard that song. Cold motivator, hip, hop. And from then on, I was rapping.
Answer me this though, Sam. How the hell did you hook up with the Oomph Camp though?
Everybody know Oomph was a hustler.
Yeah.
Oomph was a trapper. And Oomph them.
He was.
We're from the Ben Hill side.
Yeah.
Area. And they came to Canterville, you know, Slick, you know, all but Slick, them mama, all them from Canterville, you know, yeah. She was across the table. But all these folk, all have been friends.
Yeah.
And I'm from Canterville, and it was like, them again, Canterville, you know. So, and they were in Canterville, you know, having somebody in your hood getting money.
Exactly.
And they were getting money. But I wasn't like the niggas in Canterville. The niggas in Canterville want them out of Canterville. Mm. But I was trying to get with them too. Because if you getting money, I ain't no hater. I want to be with your friend.
Exactly.
I want to get some money. Oomph used to have me up there all day freestyling. While he sitting in the hood and they doing their thing, getting the money. He paid me freestyle. Got my liquor right there, my little C4.
I forgot you to call it C4.
Yeah, I call it C4. So I go out, like, where you at? So we used to be friends. So they weren't, I ain't never seen them like that. So I went to prison.
Yeah.
I always go to prison. Back then, so I went to prison. Well, I got out of prison. Them folks say, man, you need to get with Big Oomph. My cousin Teen.
Yeah.
Because he real close to Oomph. And he said, you need to get with Oomph, but Oomph got flea markets, stoves, and I said, what? Don't do it all. Well, Oomph don't need it. What? He said, Oomph got Big Oomph records.
Exactly.
So they were Big Oomph record deals.
Yeah.
And I came with the Oomph camp. So, like, when he came and got me one day, and we pulled up, he pulled up in the Bronco, we ride. We get to the house, I know, get me. So he's like, yeah, do you want to do it? We're going to do it. I'll put you on there. So he brought me in there one night. He had me in there, me and Fred. He left me down there. He got my arm and look at everything I needed. He went down there. But I didn't know I was coming to a prison, right? So he go upstairs. Mm-hmm. He go upstairs. Well, he go upstairs, leave her down there. So I think it'll be in the morning. So I get on my shit. Shit, but he ain't come that morning. He didn't know me and Fred done working. The next day, he say, he came down. I said, hey man, when you gonna let me out? He said, man, you gotta do some song. How many songs you did? Shit, I probably did about 6, 7. He said, who, you ain't did no 6 songs? I did about 6. I be on the C4. Well, I'm writing them and working. All come I need is a hard beat. No, see, cause what I do is I like to be with the person when I do a beat. I like to be with the person make my track.
Yeah,
right.
Cause it make it better.
That's right.
And me and Fred, we can vibe together. Because all my songs really come from other people's songs, like Knuckle Up. They all that doom, 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 8 Mile. No, it's just, we just play them. You know, we just play them. I help them make
my
beats.
Song right there.
That's my beats. I be intoxicated. You see, I tell a nigga with my mouth how I want my beat.
Yeah, come on,
I do that too.
That's how I go. And when Oomph seen heard them songs.
Yeah.
And he seen I ain't been out ever 24 hours. He said, man, it didn't work like this. And they were real songs completed.
Yeah.
That was amazing. You know, he was like, he had me hyped. Why? I said, man, I got one problem.
Yeah.
I said, nigga be dissing me. I said, I'm dissing back. I said, I'm coming back. I said, and I'm taking to them however they want to go. Oomph said, I ain't got no problem with it. Oomph said, do your thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I said, we the Oomph count. I said, well, we took off. I said, I need Shotta right there. Because when I heard everybody on the Oomph count, I like the Boston because of his showmanship.
Shout out to Boston, that my nigga.
And his style, you know, he was just more of an entertainer to me.
Yeah.
He could rap, but he was, but for us, the lyricist, I like the Loki.
Yeah.
So I chose Loki for the...
For the rapping
with me. And Baby D and Boston, all them be like the Screech because they the Screech to me. You
exactly.
Know? Boston was Screech. Baby D with the Screech. You see what I mean? They ain't got a rap. So if they rapping, they good anyway.
Exactly.
Because they in the streets.
Yeah.
See, that's why I was good because I was in the street.
Yeah.
And man, when I teamed up with them boys, man, they already had the talent. They were just coming off the wrong kind of tracks and stuff, you know, the wrong style. They wasn't talking about what these folks on the hill.
Yeah.
And I brought the street shit. And boy, it was on. We were so hot, man. I was star shit everywhere. Looking at that nigga crazy. But we wasn't about killing. We were just about
knuckling up. Come on.
And you don't knuckle up, we'll make a song about me then. No,
yeah.
Because me and Kilo were beeping. Me and Patrick, we done been places plenty of time and ain't had no fight.
Altercation,
the same building.
Yeah.
And it just be funny, you know, it ain't no fight. No, one time, the whole 559 was packed just to see me and Kilo, because we live our first time gonna be in the same club.
Yeah.
You see, even the police came up to me in the club, to me. Come on, I want you to start something tonight. Got something for you. So when Kilo came, it's on there. So I said, met me, went to the bathroom. I said, you want to hit this? Yeah. Hit that sack. I'm going to put on the show. You know what I'm talking about. How we did. It wasn't no beat. It wasn't no real beat. It was just like, it went now. It'll be a time we done run into each other and we don't want to talk to each other.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but we don't be no. Can't go out the club. We don't even be on the fight chip. I promise you, if it went like that, it is now, you know what I'm saying? But,
right.
But when I got with the Oomph camp, I had already been successful in the street with my aunt because my aunt, first person, really put me on in the music game.
Yeah.
But when I got with the Oomph camp, it's like I struck a dent in the rap guy. I made a statement when I got with the Oomph camp. It like, cause we weren't really no big company or nothing, but we were making noise because we were driving shit back to back to back.
Yeah.
You know, like I might have an album come out and you hear Baby D and all these folks on my album, then Baby D album driving, you hear all us on their album. Then it like we was just dropping, it like we kept too many songs, like No Limit. That's what we really go.
Yeah.
No Limit.
Ride with some killers, man. When you heard that damn piano, okay. What was going through your mind, man?
Hey, man, that nigga Fred. That nigga played, but that nigga came up with a track.
Yeah.
He told me to just rap it. That nigga, I'll rap that. Don't. That nigga rap, I'll rap. Nigga, bye. I'm telling you, a lot of time, I got to give a lot of these boys, like Baby D, all them folk with Big Oomph Records, MC Assault, cause they had good ideas for me.
Yeah.
They the one gave me, like, you know, I ain't have no rap music. I was all street. Everything I made was motherfucker, bitch. But they gave me another direction. You know, cause they had the rap game.
Yeah.
And I had the street name.
Yeah.
And boy, we collide. Then MC Assault so talented with the mixtape thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just unbelievable. Then I might do something, you know how I go. You might do a song in the studio and leave it. And you know, it be messed all up. I mean, you don't be messed up with your mouth, your slurring lyrics, yeah. all that, your ad lib. But
yeah,
when they go do their little thing, man, see, that's where the good, like DJ Khaled,
yeah.
DJ Jelly, DJ Monte,
yeah.
these motherfuckers is good or real.
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
When you hear yeah. your song again, you be hearing them, what, all the way in the back. Yeah. It make you sound that way. You got to get equal because people don't know. Motherfucker be pop on them songs, but can't do that shit on stage.
Yeah.
Cause them good mixers and good engineers. But what I want folks to know here, when Big Oomph brought me out, that's what started my real uprise.
Talk to me.
That's what made people start really recognizing me.
Yeah.
And my thing, I was like Mr. T and Rocky. Mm. I was showing up everywhere. I didn't even have no show there. If somebody performing, I was there in the crowd. So they'll give me a shout out just to keep me from acting a fool. Oh, he gonna make a song dissing on me. Cause me and Jules, before I went to jail this last time, I had a spot over here, me and Mikey, by Westlake.
I remember now.
And me and Jules, well, that when we hooked up.
That we did that first song before you went to prison.
Song. That was my best song. That's the best song we did. I mean, I like that song.
Yeah.
Because we was snapping. He was snapping on that. Turk snapped. Everybody was snapping.
Yeah.
And when we hooked up over there, we used to be in the house, man. We had a studio in the house. We used to be in the house, man. I'm talking about, man, we used to come up with some shit up in that, man.
Yeah, then, we did about six songs before you went.
Yeah, boy, that was five. I don't know what happened to me. Cause they took the house. And
damn.
Nah, what you call got all? What his name is? Damn, from McCannaville, he got the song because he pulled up playing one-on-one damn McCannaville. And I'm like, damn, I don't even got that.
I'm talking about, man, it's just amazing. It's just that's why I be wanting a young nigga like the song me and Joseph got. I like this song. I like that song. But he got another song I did with him. I like a little better than that song that I just did with him too. But Joseph, why I respect artists like this because they striving. They trying to make it.
Yeah.
They doing their own thing. They not. See, he like me. We not been. I'm working on my pension.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be no rapper. I'm letting the guy go. Yeah. I'm just trying to get my retirement check. Right
yeah,
for that one
exactly.
Check.
I feel you.
But like Joseph, like I come home and niggas younger than me, like Joseph, and they when I call them, they go, "Oh yeah, I'm ready to get on. I need you. What you been doing for 10 years? You know how they been working, man. Well, you need to stay working. You know.
Yeah.
You just doing work on a job and all that. It's a whole new era.
Yeah.
People don't know when, like, I'm finna, so everybody can know I said this and make this here be known sound said this. Motherfucker out here be talking shit about a nigga working a job or a nigga this. Let me tell you something, any motherfucker working a job living better than a nigga selling dope.
True that.
A nigga rapping.
True that.
So true I'm that. Trying to tell you, whatever work for you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of folks don't understand that shit ain't everything. But it like, I know I'm old. This is a young nigga's era. Y'all can say what y'all want about these young niggas. They just doing what young folk do.
Yeah.
This they era. I know it's a lot of killing. I know it's a lot. But they ain't got no guidance.
Yeah.
They ain't got nothing. You know, so when we were young, we were crazy.
Yeah.
We were doing the same. Now it's just a different. It's on another level. It's going to get worse than this.
Yeah.
You know, it's just another level. So you got to be prepared. We just getting older. And for all y'all folk who my age be upset when folk call you unk. And auntie and all that. That shit don't mean that. You ought to be glad. I be praying they call me dad.
Yeah.
It don't insult me or hurt me. It make me feel good because I'm looking at them. And the only thing, they helped me, that opened up my thing where I can say to them, when they say that to me, I can say, "You're right, young man." I say, "And live to get to be an aunt."
Come on, man. Come on,
live
now.
To get to be an aunt. That's how you got to tell
them. Damn right.
Sammy, I got a question from you, and then I'm going to hit you with the same one, though, Jizzle. All
right.
Sammy, that Atlanta, man, that you was cranking up at that time, man, How would you describe that Atlanta back then, and what was it that made it so damn special, man?
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Because it went out. I'm going to tell you something. I love all the new Atlanta. Yeah. But it went out there.
Yeah.
It was just, it was more real. Yeah. It was more tight. Everything, it wasn't even like, everything politics now.
Shit. You everything. Know,
everything politics.
Everything, man.
Yeah. I'm just being honest to you. Everything politics. Even if you was a street person, you had a chance back then. Yeah. Long as you can talk to Beehive or somebody, yeah. You can get to the radio station.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is have a good song.
Yeah.
You know, now you can be a great artist, better than the hottest artist, but they're not gonna, you gotta go through the politics.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work like that no more. It's not no overnight successes unless you know somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but.
You gotta be locked in.
Yeah, but yeah, that's all I want to say about that. I just want folks to know that old Atlanta. See, I'm an Atlanta original, Grady baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love my city. I can go anywhere. I've been a lot of places. Yeah. African, everything. But one thing about it, how you know you love where you're from. I can't live nowhere else but Atlanta.
Come on.
I love Atlanta.
Come on.
Hey, man, this is why I don't want to die. Well, I'm going to die.
Come on, man.
You know, and I don't know how people can, maybe they state or city or whatever they're doing, but I can't move away how people can do. And start a new life somewhere.
Come on.
I love Atlanta. I always been Atlanta. And I'm zone 3 till I die, but I love the whole city. I done lived in DeKalb County, the West Side. I done went to Washington High, yeah. Murphy High.
Yeah.
I didn't go to South Side, way before me, but I went to Paul.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want you to know, that's what I loved about it. I loved it, that real, anywhere you go in Atlanta, boy, it's a party. It was a hot, it was even a house party.
Yeah.
You can go to a house party and it'd be crunk.
Come
you
know, on now.
Hey, you ain't got to go to the club. You can just throw something in the backyard.
Come on, man. Come on.
It ain't like that no more.
That's right.
It ain't like that no more, man. I went to the club when I first got out. I thought I was in the Matrix. I seen so many folks sucking on them hookahs. I thought they were plugged in. I said, they plugged in.
Okay, what about the music scene though at that time too? How did you feel about that music scene in the 90s?
I loved it. I think it was the best one.
Yeah.
I think it was the best. I think the 80s was a good music scene, but the 90s just upgraded.
Yeah.
Because everything was, all the hot music came out in the 90s. Even you had the Shaker Booty music. Still pumping, but you had the street music.
Yeah.
You had all kinds. Yeah, R&B, reggae were hot. Everything. Yeah. People were mixing it up.
Yeah.
It was turning into this era.
Yeah.
You seen that, but one of the hottest thing about the 90s was you had a lot of outdoor shit. You had a lot of, you know, even though the Freaknik was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
But you had a lot of park festivals, and there weren't no shootings, and there weren't no killings.
Yeah.
You might hear or have a gunshot or something, but ain't nobody died. Innocent person might have got shot. Now, ain't no shooting people getting killed. You know what I mean? But true that's what I liked about the old Atlanta.
Yeah. Jizzle, get in here, man. I mean,
I concur with that. I was just talking about that with my team, about how it is. Like, I was dropping off some t-shirt last week after I left the little war ceremony, and they went at Washington Park like they pulled a band. They say, no, because I start, they won't even let you in. So the people I'm seeing at Washington Park, I don't recognize. Like, ain't none of my folks out here. So I start making calls. Where y'all at? Well, I'm up at Washington Park. They're like, nah, we at Harry Home Day. He was like, pull up. We at Harry Home Day. So me and Boss Up, we go out there. I see everybody. Moon B DJing out there too. Because, you know, he from the county.
That's
he
right. Everywhere.
Yeah, Moon B everywhere. Shout out to Moon B.
Shout out.
I see everybody, I do what I'm supposed to do, see a lot of folks. I stay there 15 minutes too long, and they shot that motherfucker up.
I heard it shot.
Man, what? Yeah.
Damn.
What? My knee still messed up with folks trampling over me and everything.
No,
I ain't lying, I ain't bullshitting, man. I'm dead serious. I said, see, that won't be going to them days and stuff no more.
Nah, I don't show up.
See, that won't go to that store. Yeah. And I wasn't even supposed to be there. I was supposed to be taking some t-shirt to Washington Park. When I get to Washington Park, my folks ain't there.
Yeah.
They at Harris Home Day. So I pull up to do that, and then it's popping. I'm seeing everybody. They were kind of happy to see me.
Yeah,
so I was out there and stayed up 15 minutes too long, Sam, and here you go.
Boy, they kicked out.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have broke my leg, right? the gun, Stig. Sam, when you came with that knuckle up, though, man, what was it that made you tell these niggas to knuckle up, man? And then when you heard that track, too, because that thing used to go crazy in the trunk.
Listen, I know. Shots out to Fred again.
Yeah.
But I'm one of the makers of that track.
Okay. My God.
Fred, okay. That's how I make my songs on tape. Do the eight ball again.
Yeah.
Hey, and that Pee Wee Herman. All that, it just slowed up.
Ooh. Yeah.
And the stop. But when I made that knuckle up, right, I knew about the knuckle up. God forgive, I never got to see the fame with Knuckle Up. I was doing time all the while. But guess what I did?
Damn.
I made a smart move. Oonk can tell you this. I told Oonk to do this. This when they had this thing back then that if an artist locked up, you can't release his music because you can't promote it.
Damn.
He can't do no shows and shit. So when I went to jail, I was in Jackson. So when I got down there, it was so many different parts of Georgia that I ain't know.
Yeah.
And all of them meet in Jackson, that diagnostic.
Yeah.
Okay, where you at in Georgia? You coming up or you go to Interpret? And they start, Sammy Sam, they knew me.
Yeah.
DJ Chelly, I said, I can call him on the phone. You can't call Chelly. I can call him on the phone. They were fascinated with it.
Yeah.
On top of the logo. So I said, I said, because I already had Knuckle Up in the studio, the only song I had. Working on the new album. I just had made that song. We hadn't even started on the new album.
Yeah.
First, I said, go on and drop that knuckle up. He said, man, we can't drop no song. We can't promote it. Because you locked up. I said, man, shit going to be hot, man. I said, some nigga want to get some shots out. I want to put it on the album. So that's when you hear on the thing when nigga said, shots out this Sam Sam for so-so from Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah.
All these niggas really went through it. I said, yeah, drop the song, keep my name hot, man, while I'm locked up there. Oonk dropped that fucking song. Oonk told me, he said, man, I got them songs so hot. When I got out, it wasn't even hot no more. Oonk said that song hot about 3 years, man.
Nigga, we love that damn song, yeah. Man. In the club, that thing was going crazy as hell.
I was locked up the whole time. Oonk said, that shit is hot. He said, so when I got out, and I start, when I come on stage, I was doing my songs that I know, you know, Intoxicated.
Yeah.
The motherfucker waiting. When I got to do Knuckle Up, motherfucker went crazy. I said, damn. This shit crazy. And then Diamond told me, then when I seen Diamond, I'm on the Breakfast Club with the crime up.
Yeah.
I was in prison, I seen her on the Breakfast Club, and they were like, how y'all come with the Knuck if you book? And she was like, well, when we used to get ready to go out, we used to get ready to beat these whole ass. So we play that Sammy Sam, Knuckle Up. So I'm looking at it on the front floor. I said, okay then.
Exactly.
I said, okay then.
Yeah.
Because I ain't cut Knuck in the fuck. I know, see, a lot of folk look at that like another Knuckle Up.
Yeah.
But I look at it like an upgrade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't look at it like it's my song. Yeah. You know, I look at it like it was a hell of a thought.
Exactly.
Part two,
a hell of a thought. Yeah. It was no way like my song.
Yeah.
It was just more hype, and it was for that era.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you what's going on now.
Yeah.
The music, what's going on there, is for this era.
Exactly.
It's for this era. So if you're going to be old school like we old school, you got to come with something different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why, what the fuck is you on?
Yeah.
That's where it at.
Come on now.
What the fuck is you on? Hey. But see, because everybody on something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But everybody on something.
And Jizzle, get in here though, man.
I'm here.
As a franchise boy, being able to put it down for the town and travel the world at the same time, man. I mean, what was that Atlanta like to you versus now?
Oh, man.
Because that was a whole nother time. See, that's a crunk era right there, okay?
Yeah.
Y'all had a futuristic swag and snap era going on. So, I mean, break that down.
Yeah, but, you know, it was sort of in, like, competition with the crunk. Because, you know, you still had Crime Art, Lil Scrappy, Triaville.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we came along right. It was, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it was friction with us and them back then. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, it was different then, because like he said, like, it wasn't like that. We used to have a lot of, man, we did Lean with the Rock. We were standing on top of the pool pad. It was a lot of outside stuff going on.
Well, it was a lot of stuff going on.
And it was outside, and nobody got hurt. Nobody died. It wasn't that. It was stuff going on in Atlanta, you know, throughout the city, because that's what go on. But
exactly.
As far as the industry go, like, it wasn't rappers dropping every week.
Mm-mm. It wasn't no rapper dropping every week. Like, the rappers, like, you was happy to see them.
Yeah.
You was happy to see them. Now, it's you see the rapper, you want to hurt the man.
Yeah.
So, it different.
Rappers now dope dealers, like,
yeah.
Rappers was dope dealers then.
What I'm saying, but they really were more rappers, more entertainers.
Yeah.
They ain't entertainers no more. You got to look at them on stage. They got some girl dancing or whatever.
Yeah.
They, let me tell you something. I like J. Cole.
Yeah,
I
like,
love J. Cole.
NBA Young Boy. I like D-Rapper. I like a lot of. I like Lil Baby. I like a lot of.
Shout
I like
Lil Baby.
I like Lucci.
Yeah.
But you know what hurt me about them?
Hit that mic, Sam.
You know what hurt me about these artists is here? It's Lucci and Thug. Them niggas hot.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas bad. These niggas bad. These some bad boys here. I'm from zone 3.
Yeah.
These niggas from where I'm from.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could have been out and got with these niggas before they got in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, every couple, I swear to God, I'd have been putting it down with them. We'd have been killing it. But I hate because if they would have been around me, they would have let me, they'd have been like, oh, gee, this some more shit. We got, I'd have been like, nah, we ain't gonna handle that. We gonna do this.
Yeah.
You know, cause I'd have been trying to show them we getting minus.
Exactly.
Getting monies, man. I'm trying to tell you, ain't no fucking way in the world I'm finna have some $1 million and be around no drama.
Yeah.
No drama. Even if you can't hide from it because it's everywhere, but you can move yourself.
Yeah.
When you don't want to be there because you're straight. But I just want, like he say, I want them to know because in our community, in our zone is our community.
That's right.
We can't beef with each other. I ain't never had no beef with no rapper from where I'm from, Zone 3.
Yeah.
They been from the west side, and I'm up the west side and the east side, but I'm always beefing with the outskirts.
Yeah.
We together.
Yeah.
I see a nigga jumping on the Zone 3 rapper, and then they jumping on me.
Yeah.
If you from Zone 3, you jumping on me. I'm Zone 3 till I die. You know what I mean? But the young era today, like Jizzle them, they were the young era then, and they were taking over the game. I already see them coming. When they were coming, I seen them.
Yeah.
And they wasn't like this era, because they had their beefs, all them black tea, white tea. It was so, hey, I heard so many rumors, I don't know what.
It's some thing transpired behind all that. Like, it's some stuff that went down, but nobody died. Nobody didn't die.
Yeah, nobody died.
It's some stuff.
The whole thing. Locust niggas ain't dying.
It was still going on now. It was still going on.
Blue Palace and all.
Stuff went on now. Then nobody died.
West Side, though.
Come on.
See what? I just want to say one time for people can know who look at it. When you come to Atlanta, Zone 3, East Side, Zone 6 out, that is not the heart, the ghetto.
Yeah.
The heart. The ghetto is the West Side.
Believe
the
it.
I'm showing you how hard the West Side is.
Yeah.
When I used to stay in the West, me and man, my baby mom first had our baby, we moved to Eagle Home.
Yeah.
Our first son, Lil Sam. I told her don't be hanging no clothes on the clothesline.
Come on now.
She done hung her new dress, blue jean dress out there.
Gone.
It gone. It ain't even been 5 minutes. It was wet. It was gone while it was wet. So she all them stole my dress. Don't worry about it. I told you. It ain't even been 20 minutes. Here come a girl walking down the street. One little girl with the flip-flops on the cellar don't got on the dress. She thought, that's my dress right there. I said, that's not your dress. She said, that's my dress, but in my head, I'm trying to get shot off and on that dress. That's not your dress.
Yeah,
sir, that's my dress. I'm finna get my dress. Let her have it.
So that's not your dress.
Without that, anyway, because that's how women live. Because I'm staying with her.
Yeah.
All this, she got, that my dress, this ain't bitch, who dread them all over there? Who? The whole turn around, come running back up. That bitch. I told you that wasn't your dress. Motherfucker still wet.
Sam, why was it that y'all felt like y'all didn't need to kill each other? And same thing with you, Jizzle. Why were y'all able to not get along? Get angry, knuckle up, fuck some shit up, tear some shit up, but everybody go home and take their ass to bed.
I can answer that in one question.
Talk to me.
Because you want to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
It won't be fun.
Yeah. You wanna, and we got beat, and we went to the club, and the whole the scene, acting like we been fighting, and running to the car. The whole talk about it for 3 days. Sammy was dead serious, buddy. They would have killed what's called on. Nobody killed that nigga out there.
Is that
something? One time, we ain't had a gun. We had a gun. Yo, hold up. What's happening? I'm finna kill them niggas. Yeah, man. Got them with some knives.
Come on, now.
But that's why, because to me, that's why. Because I want to live to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then that, because that's the fun and hard. At least you make it home.
Exactly. Jizzle.
I mean, the way I brought up, like, the situations never got to a situation where somebody needed to be killed. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Like, nobody bothered my mama. Nobody messed it with my sister. Nobody wasn't bothering my kids. Yeah. I grew up on that. Like, it wasn't a reason for nobody to die. Yeah. It was a reason to get you some straightening.
Yeah.
But it wasn't no reason for nobody to die.
Exactly.
That's what I was brought up. So that was kind of like how everybody was that was around. Now, things happen, like I said, but nobody really died.
Yeah.
Well, people, right back then, matter of fact, and being real with you, back then, niggas ran through because we were rowing. And we seen danger. They don't run no more.
They stay and die.
Yeah, back then, we see some danger. Nigga be out there. But come on, girl.
Come on, girl.
I pulled in the car, man. What's the matter? You left me way back now. I got you, man.
God,
you ain't the rapper.
Oh shit. He talking about you ain't the rapper.
Oh, I agree.
Damn.
Take one for the team.
They
come
for the rapper. Shit.
You ain't the rapper. Let me live. I do you a bit for memory.
Come on now. I mean, so but y'all see these young folks out here though now, man. I mean, what do you think it is that got them ready to kill and ready to die at the drop of a hat, though, now?
The new dope.
It could be that.
It's the new drugs. But see, well, I'm telling you why. Because the young children who ain't on the drugs, they fall in the ones who own the drugs. See, like me, I was an influence to the youth, the younger, like you. I was an influence to the young people. You got to think about it. Yo, these children, my son, favorite rapper.
Yeah.
What else he do, my son want to be like him?
Yeah.
You know, I ain't got no problem with that. I don't tell him who to like, who not, but that's where it be because they ain't got to be on drugs, but that's the swag.
Yeah.
That's the swag.
That's
one of the initial reasons. And all we're going on today, you see how big the gang culture is. It wasn't like that back then. And then some of these young niggas can't stand the straightening. They feel publicly embarrassed, so they got to do something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of things. Like, look, the gang culture wasn't like that back then in Atlanta. It was dudes from gangs, from real gangs that was here.
Yeah.
And it was little things like that, but it ain't heavy. You can't go on a corner now.
Yeah.
And damn near not get G-checked.
For real.
Like, dead serious.
For real.
Dead serious.
For real. Ain't nobody running. You can be in the store. Motherfucker, mean mugging. But I'm going to tell you something. Some of these youngins out here, they still got morals about this. They still got their direction because I just was in Thomasville the other day. It ain't no Thomasville apartments and all that. It's just that plaza.
Yeah, that's what
it is. And so I had my head down on my phone.
Yeah.
And I told my girl, turn in that plaza over there, I got to get some blunts.
Yeah.
So she said, you sure that left? Because she had on all her shoes. She said, you sure that left? I said, yeah, turn on over there. I'm on. Oh. So we turned up. She was stopped. I look up. All the young niggas out there.
Yeah.
No shirts on, dread. Mm-hmm. All the young niggas. So she said, I'm going to pull out. I said, nah, you ain't going to do that. Because I had on all my shoes.
Yeah.
So I got out the car anyway. Went on in the store. Fucking, I'm going to show you respect. Then name one of them young niggas know me. Didn't know I was 77 in there. Well, I came back out there getting in that car, and then one of them say nothing to me, or nothing like that. One of them niggas say, this how they know who I was. He said, well, you draped up, ain't you? I said, yeah, nigga, I'm zone 3, 77. Nigga said, that unk right there. I'm showing you, some of these young niggas, I don't care what they gang or whatever, they got respect, they ain't, because they ain't know who I was.
Yeah.
And then they ain't tried me, or, nigga, you gonna come out of that, or, They ain't even say nothing to me. They was still doing. I went in the store, came out. They were still doing their thing, talking shit. The girls over there talking shit.
Yeah.
It's just some. It's what you mold them into. Like they say, I seen on the internet. They say a child can be born gay. A child can't be born gay. A child can't be born with nothing. A child have to be molded into something. What you teach them. That's what I'm trying to tell you. A lot of these children be taught. You gotta look at the parent when you look at the child.
Yeah.
Because my children ain't my friend. They can't go out and hang with me. They can't.
Exactly.
They can't do that.
But you got children having children nowadays, and the parents trying to be friend with their children instead of be their parent.
There you go.
I see it. I'm a granddad enough. Remember I used to pick at you? And we were like, yeah, he gonna do study. I was like, yeah, nigga, granddad. Remember when we used to be talking?
Oh, you a granddad?
What? A father of many, grandfather of plenty.
Okay, there you go.
Shout out to my kids and grandkids. Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to my kids and grandkids. Yeah. Come on now.
Look, I'm saying, I never thought I'd be sitting here with him. I'm talking about I'm granddad. I'm papa. You know what I'm saying?
But they got to be in this era.
It is.
But then also, you get a chance to sit here and say that, though, because there's so many folks that can't say it. You see what I'm saying? And that's my whole thing. When I look at the new generation, Sam, Jizzle, y'all get the chance to perform throwback concerts.
Right.
The generation now, these folk gonna get old and they ain't gonna have nobody to be able to see the perform because folks doing life in prison and they ain't going to end
the day. And I don't mean to cut you off on that, but I'm gonna show you why. Because the generation now cutthroat. Mm. They ain't real. I'm finna show you some real shit. You see the guy now, Warren G?
Yeah.
Who I came with?
Yeah.
We been friends. We growed up together.
Yeah.
No matter. Big Gee from the Bars in the Hood.
Yeah.
He put Big Gee on. Mm. He started Big Gee. Then Big Gee went Puff Daddy and all them folks. But him and him still, you know.
Shout out to Big Gee. That's my guy.
Real nigga. I've been but Study Grip, HBN.
Yeah.
Who I'm with.
Yeah.
Me and this nigga met years ago. And we still together friends.
Yeah.
Still doing this shit.
Yeah.
Cause we real friends.
Come on.
My cousin Tootie, we real friends. It's friendship. That's how they ain't got that now because I'm gonna show you what these young folk doing. They join each other. They be sitting there counting their money. Like, nigga, I just fucked your girl last night. Oh, that wasn't my girl no way, nigga. I'm fuck what's called. That's how they kick with each other. Yeah. But it really be animosity.
Yeah.
And let's start animosity.
That's that ego shit that I just told you about.
They act like it ain't all that. Then it's a shootout. Then they somebody, they gonna that's how they do. Cause they play all the time with each other.
They cutthroat.
They cutthroat. They ain't got no loyalty to their friendship.
And ain't got no morals no more. Like I said, it ain't no morals no more.
Ain't nothing in the
air. Man, please.
They'll last long if they do it like that. It's what's sad about it is, it ain't like they can see you like you, me and you, I'm 22, you 24. I ain't seen you since we were 18. And I see you, and you got a Jag, two Benz, that nigga. Still, I do that. I'm gonna be with these niggas. I'm gonna say, that nigga was lying in school. He lying in hell. Boy, but then what I be doing, I be like, that nigga Jizzle. Why you be talking? Yeah, that nigga lying in school. I'm gonna holler at you, man. I gotta go holler at you. See what that nigga got.
Exactly.
I fuck with that nigga.
Come on.
You ain't got shit going on. Exactly. You riding the motor, boy. That's what they don't understand.
Yeah.
You want opportunity, you gotta be able to deal. It's just like I'm a ghetto person, but I done learned how when I be around people who about business, you got to be able to, people don't want to deal. I learned why it took me so long because didn't nobody want to fuck me. I used to be on pod, I come in the radio station, say, no cursing on the radio. Yeah, like I goddamn said, what station this is? I was out the chain, but it's my Sam image.
Him, yeah.
But it blowed me up, but I'm saying it. That's why people don't like to deal with certain artists because it's a risk.
Yeah,
it's a risk. They could go to jail, nigga. But now they see the new me.
Right. Yeah.
The new me.
Yeah.
Intoxicated, Sam. When you came with that, that's another one of my personal favorite joints right there too, sir. How did that banger come about?
About right now. Well, I'm doing it all day, every day. I drink more than I do it.
Yeah, and
I ain't want to just everybody saying get drunk, get crunk, drink. And I said I gotta say something white people like. I couldn't think of back then, wasted. Yeah. So I just, get intoxicated.
Exactly.
Because it sounds more clean to be so dirty.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like when I was in jail, me and the dudes, because in prison, that's everybody love this song. And we watched your show, Be High. Everybody, but when you had big oomph on there, right?
Yeah.
And it was so funny to me, right? I said, oh, because I found out something I ain't know.
Yeah.
On your show. Watch your show. I said, oh, when big oomph was telling you, I said, yeah, you know, Time Warner Interscope tried to get Sam and all this and all that.
Oh, that deal situation.
But he kept it real, so I couldn't be mad about it, but I missed it. But I was like, but see, one thing about me back then is I'm the same way now. I live on loyalty.
Yeah.
Already.
I live on loyalty. So if I do something with you or got something going on with you, I'm going to stick to it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to quit on you. I'm going to stick with it to the end. Yeah. I live on loyalty.
Yeah. Already.
You know what I mean? I live on that. That's why niggas can trust me. Because if we friend. We gonna die together, your family. I ain't got to be with you. I see somebody I know you fuck with in trouble, I'm gonna help them. You know, that's how it is.
Exactly.
Oom was like, I promise you, I ain't got no problem with Oom, no kind of way. It's just that I need to get my own money now. You know what I mean? Everybody been getting money on me. Now it's my turn to get money.
Yeah.
But Oom got down, but that nigga, I was hell to deal with. It was like dealing with Home Alone, that little boy. Hey, man had to goddamn man tell you, man, I was always in a fight, a shootout. The man had to tell me, not tonight, or we go somewhere. But the man was scrapped, the man had an army. You know what I mean? We weren't worried about no trouble.
Yeah.
But I could say, you can't go to them places by yourself, I'm straight.
Yeah.
Look, I was like that, but the nigga, he took care of me now.
Yeah.
He made sure I was great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I ain't know the business.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? I mean, even whatever I didn't get a vote guy, it don't even matter.
Yeah.
Because he ain't let me look bad. All I got to do is
show up.
He say, we got to show sound. You know what I need, man? Just come to the office.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I respect that part of the game. But what I wanted to know, I just, when I seen your show and I seen that, I was like, damn. He said, went on and took the deal because he know I was going to bring the whole camp.
Yeah.
I was going to bring them.
Come on.
All them niggas were talented.
Yeah.
And then they had Fred making the beats.
Yeah.
Man, they had the tracks out the world.
My God.
Man, we had everybody. The only person, and I want to say this on your show too, B. Hop.
I'm here.
My buddy. Jermaine Dupri. I'm tell you about Jermaine Dupri. I'm tell you why I always like the Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah.
Because Jermaine Dupri is from Atlanta.
That's right.
He really Atlanta.
Yeah.
Only thing I ever was mad at Jermaine Dupri about is when he made that Welcome to Atlanta song. And he know I'm Atlanta in the street all day. I ain't had no deal in that, but he know who I was. And that nigga, all them New York niggas on that damn song. Keith Murray, all them. I fuck with them niggas, though. You know, I ain't no disrespect to that, but it was an Atlanta song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You go Atlanta song.
You know they don't want to deal with us, man.
They don't
not
deal
Sam
with
and Jills. You know.
They don't want to
you
deal
know
with
how
Sam.
They look at us. You
Sam
know
will
they...
go in the bathroom, man. Why you on the radio station? I need to take the bathroom break.
Jills will get missing like how Bobby Brown used to do on the move with New Edition, be in another state. Like that really happened.
I'm telling you what happened on 106. Oh, no, they got a little area back there. But you ain't
there. Exactly.
Back there, we back there again, huh? Boy, I ain't going to say the rapper name, but. Some stars back there.
We know the same people.
One of them, but I'm just saying, some real stars back there at that time. Right. And middle school, one of them, at that time, middle school, that nigga back there, I was back there just stoned, you know, what I do. That's why. Geek, nigga back there, they done fired up a geek jump. With rock, but them, oh, my butt bite up so some white man come out back there. So you know, it don't bother me because I know how I cracks. Some white man come out back there. Not Miskin now. I ain't saying Miskin. Where's yeah. Miskin? Miskin know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he do.
Yeah, but so the light, they walk past and whoo, and she got way up in front of her and said, smell like crap, man. That's somebody doing crap, man. Boy, I shot off that. I cook myself. I think I love myself. But I don't want that room out. The next day I was at University Records. Sam, you can't be doing it. It wasn't me. I don't do that.
What did you think when the white lady went back up into the front and said, smell like somebody back up smoking crack and went up to the
bar? She walked through. So I had my back. Big old ass. Because people been doing the show, you know, they be taping it. Then they do the next person.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Well, that time she got up. I look back, she said, woo, smell like crack, man. I'm smoking crack. I took off, man. I said, what is that? Big back now. She was so scared me to death. Hey, what's that room again?
Oh my God.
So you know what the nigga told me though?
What did he say?
The nigga told me. He said, I see you running and stuff. So he said, well, let me tell you something. You get money like I get money. Do whatever you do and don't be ashamed of it. He said, you got money just like they got money. You got it. I said, you're right, but. When am I here? I gotta get the hell away from this. You smell like crack. You have more money than me.
Oh, when you think about the Oomph Camp, though, Sam, what do you feel like y'all contribution to Atlanta was and what y'all brought to the game?
The game.
Yeah.
We brought the Atlanta street game to the game.
Yeah.
We really showed the rest of the world where Atlanta really was in the street.
Yeah.
Because we were underground.
Yeah.
We really were underground. We were just making major moves.
Yeah.
We were underground. But what our contribution to the city was, but this shit we're going on right now.
Yeah.
This shit came from us back then. I'm gonna show you, y'all think I'm flexing. Listen at what they playing now on the radio, all that shit. And go back and listen at my old music. None of that shit couldn't get no radio play. Mm. And it ain't even now they saying it now.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah.
I used to have to wait in the live at the radio station downstairs.
Exactly.
What he look like? Do he look like he Nah, he ain't on there. You sure? I'ma send somebody down now.
Yeah.
Because they said, cause once I get in the station and get in now, I'm going to act up. But I'm not. It's just, I was real because, like Coco brother.
Yeah, Coco brother, real with me.
Coco. Oh, he was real with me.
Yeah.
He brought me in there. You know, it was certain people who didn't care.
Shout out to Coco. Coco definitely brought us up.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't care. You know, he knows the street. That's why he got the streets, because he brought the street. And see, like you, B-High, I didn't even know about your thing.
Yeah.
But what made me start watching it was I was in prison.
Yeah.
And then he said, what, been oomp them on there on B-High, boy, been oomp on there. I said, he ain't say nothing about me, though. He said, yeah, he talking about you. So I went and looked at it. And when I looked at it, I was like, oomp, I ain't lying. The thing is, that's why with my artists these days, that's all I want, get my check right. Yeah. I'm dropping the hot artists.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be just like Lil Wayne. Like, he got Nicki Minaj and Drake.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers in car making more money than he making.
Come on now.
They making more money than he making.
I'm with you.
But he letting them make their money.
Come on.
He still they boss. He just letting them get their money. All their endorsements out, they worth way more than him. He letting them get their money because he ain't greedy.
Come on.
He good. That's all I want. I just want to make me some money. I'm gonna let y'all eat. Nigga don't know, I'm getting ready for that picture.
Yeah.
So when I had that little thing under my nose laying back, and out there, I put it on BET Award.
Yeah. I'm with you.
What are you talking about?
Jizzle.
What, no?
What did them franchise boys bring to the game? And then also being honored the other day with the 50 years of hip hop, man, how did that make you feel?
Oh shit, 15 years later and they still, I'm loving this. It's an honor. And City Hall, them franchise boys, you know what I'm saying? Coming out that Umbro.
Raheem Dream, you know come on.
Sam, do you get y'all? See what I'm saying? They don't deal with us, Sam. I'm telling you.
I got a war. It wasn't a war that I got. But I'm gonna make them pay because what I'm finna do when they hear, my new, with the young art, the new art, hot artists, when they hear my new album, the new me with the hot, the young artists that they like on it, and they gonna start trying to give me an award and key to the city. All that, you don't see it. I'm telling you right, he'll never call. I already know it's gonna happen because I'm gonna pump the city back because they don't see me coming like this. That's why ain't nobody heard my music.
Coming home though, Sam, and hitting that stage, man, because I know you done hit a few stages out here, man. What has that been like for you?
I love it.
Yeah.
I ain't getting no rest. That's how my money circulating right now. Them stages. But I'm gonna tell you something else about them stages. That's why y'all see I lost some of that weight.
Yeah.
Better be in shape.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I be tricking. I do 20 songs on a 15-minute show. They be back to back. My knuckle up in the hook, get you crunkly and intoxicated. Come on, you still crunk.
Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah. But I can't walk around there. I was just at O'Reilly's with Sharon. Sharon from Sharon Showcase. Shout out to Sharon.
Right. We'll see you on Wednesday.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I was doing the show. The crowd got me so crunk because they were knowing every song. And I had to tell the crowd, if you look at them, I said, hold on, I got to take a break. Y'all know I'm too damn old to be up here walking around. I felt like, what in life? He be doing shows sitting in a chair with his knee, Snoop Uncle.
That's so crazy, you said, because somebody hit me up talking about stepdad still performing.
Break that banger down, stepdaddy. My boy Mario produced that one, man. How did that banger come across?
What, stepdaddy?
Yeah, how'd that one come up?
Why? Y'all don't win. That was the realest. That's probably the realest song I probably ever made, because that's a true song.
Yeah.
And because people like, Sam, where you came back making some shit like that? Man. I said, I had to make it. But even Rock don't say it was a hit, but I didn't want it on the album.
Uh-huh.
But Rocco put it on there against my will, and it took off.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Rocco, man. Yeah,
Rocco.
Well, Rocco, up the Rock.
Rocco the one put me on with the stepdaddy. Rocco the one took me to that other level.
Yeah.
No, and Rocco the one gave me a chance when Big Oop don't do with me.
Mm.
No, and so Rocco and Dirty Rat, really.
Yeah.
Dirty Rat fucked with me real strong.
Yeah.
Dirty Rat can't start fucking with me. He said, I'm turning to my cousin, Rock. And
yeah.
Rocco, why shit? Shit, when folks, y'all finna think I'm crazy when I tell you.
You hell over there too, boy.
Y'all finna think I'm crazy when I tell y'all this shit here. Man, I was living so good with Rocco, man. I'm finna tell you something. He have a two artists.
Yeah.
Me and Dro.
Mm. Yep.
We were here only two artists.
Yeah.
Him and Dro going out and stuff doing their thing, you know. But I was in the studio all the time. Because that's why my album came out first.
Yeah.
But man, when I tell you, man, I had my thigh call. when the folk came with the deal, right?
Yeah.
Me and my baby mama Quan was staying in Hunter Bay. The folk came with the deal, Rock called me. He said, folk done been in Peppermint Record, they talk DJ Jelly.
Mm.
They want to talk to you, they in town. They do Troy video or something with Troy. He like, they want to talk to you. But we going to meet them at Applebee's. I said, all right. When we got up there and them folk came to talk that beat, I'm for sure, I'm gonna cut it short, but I'm gonna tell you what I told them. Cause I'm fucking with Rocco and I'm fucking with Gino from the West Side.
Yeah.
Gino had went to the bed and his little brother. I fuck with him and his little brother. So when they came, they say, this is what we wanna do, Sam. So they had the contract already.
Damn.
A folder, it was like a folder. And they were showing me. I already was jeweled up.
Yeah.
Got the call. I was over there, Rock was talking to them. I was over there talking to the waitresses. Over there kicking, you know, drinking and shit.
That's him.
So Rock was like, Sam, come out here. So they start showing me the food all neat, talking all that business shit. They want to y'all there on the street. Show me the dope, show me the money. What's going on? What we moving today?
Okay, on some
you know he for real, right?
No, I know that man dead ass. So this shit, so with Rocker Tay, so when they was trying, then what we gonna do? So Rock, like they were like, Mr. Check gonna be right here. And they had check, but it was just printed on there when so you know me, I'm scratched out of 50,000 or 500 or something. It's a bonus. You know, I thought it was a bonus sign.
Yeah.
500 and something. I thought it was 50,000. Yeah, what the hell is that? That Rock's about that 500 and 5,000. Now, what you want? He said, I said, Rock, man, you have that, man. I'm straight on it. Hey, I'm good with rock and roll record, because they were hit record coming. I said, I'm eating. I said, I don't know what Rock said. Man, do what you been waiting on your whole life. Do what you work for. He said, man, go on and get your money. I'm straight. He said, I'm straight. He said, get your money, man. That's your money. That's what I told him. I said, you should get your money, man.
Yeah.
So did the deal. When we did that deal, they dropped that album. They took the album off the shelf one way in that we had on the shelf. They stopped sales of that. Folks didn't want that no more. They don't want it no more. They take that album back.
Yeah.
Universal album. So they dropped the album with me on the front cover with the cross on. So they dropped the Step Daddy. It killed me because I didn't want the album to be nothing still there. But boy, get high, it fucked them up. They were buying, growing my beard, and people started loving Step Daddy. Walmart has the album. Not knowing this album, these white folks buying their album for their kid.
Yeah.
But they not knowing their album got blow your motherfucking brain out. That's why I ain't want the song on this album.
Yeah.
I wanted to be on the next album, more crossover. But Rock said, boy, you gotta drop this song. And boy, they got there, they dropped that song. They dropped when the album came out, when the white folk were bringing it back, they were bringing it back to Walmart, complaining. What is this? They were doing shit like that. So they ain't know, Universal didn't know. Well, when they started Diablo, all this, they took all that shit out and redropped it.
Yeah.
And that would blow it up. When I went in the studio, I went and got my kids, and Tim kid got little Tim to make the beat. And we went in the studio. But Mario and little Tim.
Yeah.
And we went in the studio. But the sample was the Double Dutch bus.
Yeah.
That way I put on. And so when we went in the studio, we dropped. Let me tell you something. When I dropped that motherfucking song, man, Rock said, that's a hit. See, ain't no hit. So we put the song, the One Way In album out. That song, Grow My Bill, ain't it? Did some Pastor Troy, getting hot everywhere.
Yeah.
But while it was getting hot, it was really the advertising for blowing up. Because you couldn't buy, you had to buy the whole CD to get the song. And you hear Step Daddy, and Step Daddy was taking over the motherfucking CD. And it took over the street. Alabama, the first Alabama, our number one, it wasn't even in the city. The city wasn't even listening to that song. Alabama blew me up. And when it blew up, when Universal came with the deal, I'm gonna show you how hot the song was. Put a nigga coming out of the woodwork. Boy, I gave him this. I gave him that. Universal say, it's through nigga I fucked with because I fucked with him. Because I did take their money.
Yeah.
But they didn't worth no $20,000 and shit like that. Tim was in the Fed. My buddy Tim Clinton, he used to own Damage. Can't get no load.
Yeah,
I remember that.
And that's why I first did the song at his. He $20,000.
Yeah.
They ain't got no paperwork. They ain't got no case in there. They can't win, but I'm not like that.
Yeah.
Universal asked me because they said, we keeping this song.
Yeah.
Who we need to pay? I need to write you a list. Is that me? I said, that's why I'm shooting out on go-karts and stuff. Yeah. I gave him that list. But it paid all them folks. And paid Rock. Because they wanted it.
Yeah.
They already knew what they were going to do. And when they had got somebody to write the video. So I was like, nah, I got my own video.
Mm-hmm.
And they let me do my video.
Yeah.
And we went to McCannaby. We tried to do it in the project because I wanted to look so real bad, real bad, like Baby Kid. But we had to get you had to go through the government or something. So we couldn't do it in the project. So we had to go to the West End
and
get somebody out.
and we found out how, and that's how we did it. And they say, who you want? Universal gave me Bernie Mac, Steve Harvey, or John Witherspoon. So I picked John Witherspoon because John Witherspoon ain't gonna be nobody talking this video with me. You ain't gonna, like, if it was gonna be a skit, then I have Bernie Mac because yeah. he can talk or eat more harder. But for his looks,
yeah.
John Witherspoon got that Bill Cosby look like he, his face is special.
Yeah.
You know, that, and then he the dad on Bars in the Hood and all. I mean, on
the Wayne bro.
The Wayne bro. And Pride, I mean.
Yeah.
And so that's why I chose him. And boy, we worked out together. When we got in that, when we got to that house, when we first met,
yeah.
Boy, you my buddy. I had my shit.
Rest in peace, John Witherspoon. Rest in peace, John Witherspoon.
Rest in peace, John Witherspoon. I had my shit. He had his shit.
Man, that man, hell, man. Hey,
we had the best of times. We was in the one room in that house by ourselves. He said, yeah, I like the song. I know the song.
Yeah.
And for my motherfucker didn't know. The man, the shit, that man be wearing them polyester suits. That man get paid for that shit. Most of that shit be Ralph Lauren.
Damn.
Yeah, a lot of that shit be Ralph Lauren. That man got there. Man, yeah. man, real nigga. I ain't putting my rest in peace, John Westbrook.
Yeah.
But he was my buddy. He was my buddy. I like, loved him. There was a lot of people I'd have met that I loved. There was a lot of rappers I'd have met I didn't like.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
Nah, I feel that. I feel that.
They exist.
I mean, we gonna have to get a part two of this thing, y'all, because we an hour and some change in this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And we ain't gonna scratch the surface of this motherfucker, okay. man.
I know, right? I know,
I'm gonna
right?
need a part two, so I need a guarantee from you and you.
We gotta work them schedule out, Sam.
Oh, man, y'all got schedules.
Nah, look, Sam's getting booked all over the place. I'm getting booked.
I be doing our show, but just tell, yeah, when you got the date, just give me the date.
Okay.
And I'm gonna make sure we gonna make sure we make the date.
Where that?
We real niggas. Listen, we real niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
We gonna be here.
I'm here for it. New music, how can they get this music and how can they contact y'all? Though?
Everywhere Music is sold, Where It Is out right now. Video okay. is out right now. Check it out, man. And you know, and I got merch in, and I brought B High's little merch. He got
come on now. I'm here for it. I'm here outside. For it.
You know, that's the new logo. Shout out to Boss Up.
I asked
him the other day when he came to the shop, saying what size shirt you wear. He just wanted to smoke it blunt, get it car wash, and leave.
I didn't know all that.
I said, what size cartoon. Shirt you wear, Sam? I'm outside.
I want a cop. I'll be looking out for my new. I got some new music on YouTube.
I'm on the way too.
Yeah,
gotcha. And Mr. I got my album. Form, and the last contract, ain't it?
Hitman 7 Sound.
The last contract.
That's hard.
And I got some songs already on YouTube off the album. You Dead.
Yeah.
Hitchhiker. Bruce Lee.
Okay.
Bruce Lee, the legend. That's my song. I like that.
And Where It At. That's where it out right
at,
now.
And Where It At.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out while I go to HBN.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One Shot, One Kill. Warren G. Atlanta Avenue.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
folks down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And my family. My kids.
Yeah.
And my lovely wife, Tam. And Warren G, my manager, that always pisses me off.
Shout out to my whole team. I'm going live. All is straightforward. You know what I'm saying? Gorilla FA, Metamorphosis, 10 Carat, and everybody who down and ain't jealous. Stay safe. Cheer them.
Y'all heard him, man. Get down with the movement. Be High Radio. Shouty. Jizzle. Sammy Sam.
Yeah.
Holla at y'all in a minute, man. We gone.
We out.